Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
That was the Hog Man getting fired up.
Oh, huh? Yeah. Hog on the call.
I hadn't heard
Hog
that.
Call. Yeah, not bad.
He wasn't liking the refs yesterday.
No, did you see the pool report with referee Adrian Hill on the OPI call on Steph Diggs?
Yes.
All right. So Mike Reese had this post. And so it's a question and then two questions, two answers. So it was, what was seen to call offensive pass interference on Stephon Diggs that nullified a touchdown catch by DeMario Douglas? Adrian Hill, quote, on that play, we ruled blocking downfield by number 8 early during the play.
Okay.
So if there's a situation where a player blocks downfield, it's not a foul until a pass is thrown.
So he's saying they marked it before they even threw the pass.
That's right.
You sure about that?
Yeah, I mean, I'm curious about that too.
Yeah. It's not a foul until a pass is thrown. So you kind of put that in the bank.
Nice.
And then the pass was thrown downfield later. That created the offensive pass interference.
Okay.
Question. The follow-up question, mechanically, with the later timing of the penalty and subsequent announcement as both teams had their special teams units on the field, how did that unfold? The timing.
Yeah.
Hill, quote, the official was processing the play, and then he came to me over the O2O. That's the official-to-official communication system.
Okay.
Because it was a long-developing play, he had to rewind back to what happened at the beginning of the play and process that.
So I was wondering
they don't know what the f*** they're doing. Do you understand that?
So that's what a robot would do. They would go back and they would have to rewind. So did he talk about he rewound in his mind what happened?
I think he's talking about the official to official. They're talking to the remote officials, right? Aren't they talking to people off-site?
Official to official communication system. No, I think he's like the official was processing the play and he came over to
and he had to rewind back to it?
Yeah, yeah. So I mean, he was talking to him. He didn't, like, run up to him, but he was like, hey, I think there might have been an offensive player blocking downfield.
I have the Saints plus 3.5, and I forgot to throw the flag.
Yeah, that's insane. That made it so much worse.
Yeah.
Be like, well, it was a long developing play. It's like, oh, then take your time. Take all the time you need.
Yeah, yeah.
Wait, do you want to flag something from the first quarter from last week?
Wait for Borregales to run out and attempt the extra point.
No, that's wild.
I don't think the explanation helped at all. In fact, I think it creates more confusion, as it often does.
Sure.
Just say, hey, guys, we had a miscommunication. One guy had a flag on the play. Maybe we didn't recognize it. We all saw it too late. Our bad. We should have done that quicker. Like I
know. Like,
I'm not sure anybody would be happy, but I think we could at least all accept that response.
Happy. Nobody's happy.
To me, though, the big key to the game, Pepsi key takeaway, which is brought to you by Pepsi, is they overcame these bad calls and they won.
Definitely.
And I don't know. I feel like a Gerard Mayo-led team, maybe even some of those late Bill Belichick teams, when Mac Jones was here or Cam Newton were here, those plays snowball on you. It gets away from you. You let it get to you. You blame the refs. You point to the refs. You cry about the refs. And you don't make enough plays to go win the game. This team did. And so to me, that's the key to the game. The official soft drink of the New England Patriots is Pepsi. Is Drake May an MVP candidate?
He is, yeah. I don't think he's like number one or number two, but he is a candidate. First of all, it's a quarterback award. So Jonathan Taylor can run for 3,000 yards and they won't give it to him.
No, but he'd be a good one.
He's a good one. But like
Colts are 5-1 and he's played great. He'd be a good candidate.
Cooper Kupp didn't sniff it in 2021, Jones. And if Cooper Kupp doesn't win it for that season,
I've heard,
then nobody ever will.
I've heard, and it's been mentioned once or twice, that he had a very good 2021. Yeah.
Like, did Saquon Barkley even get a sniff last year?
No.
So like reduce it down to it's a quarterback award. Joe Burrow's out for the season. Lamar Jackson's already missed two games. Doesn't mean he can't come back and be like a house of fire and maybe be back in the conversation. Mahomes had 3 touchdown passes last night, but Mahomes is off to a slower start. So when you look at it, you're like, all right, what teams are winning? what quarterbacks are doing well. Drake May is a candidate. My guy, Baker Mayfield, clear candidate.
I think he would be the favorite.
Baker Mayfield might very well be the favorite.
I don't know if he actually is the betting favorite. He would be my favorite.
No, I wouldn't be surprised if it's still Josh Allen.
Yeah.
Because, like, he's not playing bad. We can see what the odds are now.
Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, Baker Mayfield, Matt Stafford so, is the top four.
Honestly, though, Mahomes is very deserving, I think. And they got to win more games and turn their – but if they finish with, like, 10 wins, what he's doing,
yeah.
Mahomes is
– Mahomes,
the,
yeah.
The last couple of years, his numbers have been down, and maybe he was getting too much praise. I actually think what he's doing so far this year – and, again, they got to win more games. 3-3 won't get it done. 500 won't get it done. But winning record, and they're back in the playoffs. Mahomes is deserving,
uh-huh.
as is Allen. You said Stafford. I would have Baker Mayfield at the top of my list,
mm-hmm.
just because
Baker Mayfield's the guy.
How many times he's led game-winning drives and clutch drives? That run yesterday on third and 15, whatever it was. I think he had 27 yards after contact. He barely picked up the first. He was contacted like 12 yards behind the line of scrimmage uh-huh. and ran around and picked up the first down. So yeah, he would be my personal selection, but I'd say May deserves to be there with every single one of those guys.
I think Jared Goff, your guy Stafford, even like a Jordan Love or a Justin Herbert, like those guys are all going to be sort of in the mix right now. And so Drake May has the chance to, especially with the soft schedule, not only put up good numbers, but pile up a lot of wins. And if you go from a team that going into the season wasn't even expected to make the playoffs, right? Like the odds were they missed the playoffs. So first of all, that puts like Mike Vrabel at the top of like Coach of the Year candidacy.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But then for Drake May, I think there's a lot of attention there. And
Vrabel's second for Coach of the Year behind Shane Steichen.
Yeah.
Mm. Where's Canales?
Lower.
Steichen is one, though.
Lower.
And I would say Steichen.
Canales is plus 2,200. It looks like he's 10th.
Ooh, what about Don Johnson?
Top 10. Where is Don Johnson?
Don Johnson's going to be in there somewhere. He's got a big game tonight.
Off the board.
But he's got a big game tonight.
But
come
I mean, well,
buying opportunity?
I hadn't thought much about Coach of the Year, but Steichen deserves it. I mean, the Colts at 5-1. He deserves it, but Vrabel should be right there, too.
I think Mayfield's probably the guy right now, but it's not one of those years. And it's also only six games in, even less for some guys. It's not like a unanimous thing right now. I think Drake May has at least put himself in that conversation. I mean, the numbers are pretty crazy when you look at it.
Well,
I mean, he has a 112 quarterback rating, 10 touchdowns, 2 picks, runs a little bit, has his team with a winning record. I mean, that's great. The only quarterback ratings higher than his right now are Lamar, who's only played in 4 games, Jared Goff, and Sam Darnold. And so that is the one thing. When you want to like prop up how good Drake May's been, then you're like, oh, he has the same stats as Sam Darnold. So it's like, well, maybe he's pretty good, right?
Darnold's had a good year.
Yeah, yes.
But I'm not going nuts for Sam Darnold.
No, right, exactly. Exactly.
But to me, what's going to help Drake May? I mean, it obviously helped him. He was in prime time and outdueled Josh Allen.
Oh, a head-to-head win over the Bills is huge. That's the kind of stuff that really helps
and
that conversation.
He made significant plays down the stretch in that one, which he detailed many different times. I also think if they're going to open things up a little bit and start hitting plays downfield, which they did yesterday.
Yeah.
I think those kind of highlight reel buzzy play, I think that kind of stuff helps. I mean, the reason I would lean Mayfield is because of all the drives he's executed in the signature plays. I think May is starting to stack some of those, which to me would help him in his candidacy. He wouldn't be a favorite. Like, to me, he's not the MVP of the league
if
I had a vote today. But, yeah, you're right. Top five-ish is probably where I'd have him. That sounds about right.
Yeah, and I think that's not being over-the-top
homerish.
Homer. Right now, if you do like the projection, which I always like to do, after 6 games, he's now on a pace for 4,300 yards passing, 28 touchdown passes, 6 picks. So that's like a really, really good season. I don't think off the top of my head that sounds like an MVP season. I feel like usually, I mean, hell, Brady had a 50 touchdown season when he won MVP. So that might be a little bit different. I mean, what did Lamar have last year? Lamar's stats must have been, no. Josh Allen actually won it. Allen actually didn't throw for a million touchdowns last year. You know what? He threw for 28, but I think he ran in.
No, he did. He ran for a bunch.
But he ran in so many, I think, is the thing.
And they owed him one. He had an MVP on backlog is why he won last
year. So 28 touchdown passes, 12 touchdown rushes. So I guess if you account for 40 touchdowns, I guess that'll help get you in there.
I mean, look, that's the kind of thing May's going to do. May's going to run for touchdowns. Not that many, but May's going to run for touchdowns. Anyway, I mean, the biggest reason for the turnaround this year, Diggs has been great. Vrabel's great. McDaniels is an upgrade. I think an overrated upgrade, but an upgrade. Fix the running game, Josh, which we'll get to. But the biggest reason for the turnaround, you have an MVP candidate at quarterback.
Yep.
In his second year, playing at an absurdly high level and overcoming any bang, bad, questionable calls against him.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.